This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Caroline and Ezra on the evening edition at 6:09 p.m. Our next story takes a look at the issue of malnourished students. Now, there was a study by the United Nations agency titled Children Without, a Study of Urban Child Poverty and Deprivation in Low-Cost Flats in Kuala Lumpur. Now, there were a lot of findings from this study.
Yeah, well, essentially, they found that almost all children, 99.7%, staying in the city's low-cost flats live in relative poverty, while 7% actually live in absolute poverty. Some contest coming from our education minister. We'll have the details in a bit.
Stay tuned to the evening edition on BFM 89.9.
Best future marketeers, BFM 89.9.
6:11 p.m. Caroline Ezra here on the evening edition. We spoke about UNICEF's recent report on malnourishment afflicting poor urban children in the capital. Essentially, it was a study of urban child poverty and deprivation in low-cost flats in Kuala Lumpur. And the education minister, Datuk Sri Mahathir Khalid, voiced his skepticism today about that particular study.
Yep, that's right. Saying that he doesn't know how the UNICEF report was published and doesn't understand the comparison to Ghana, and that we can see ourselves that our students do have food when compared with Ghana. We give all our students food. We have our own study, and no schools have reported hungry children. So, for clarification regarding that study by UNICEF, we're crossing over to Dr. Amjad Rabi, UNICEF Malaysia's deputy representative and senior social policy specialist. Dr. Amjad, thank you very much for joining us. So, to clear things up with regards to that comment, which made headlines today, maybe you can elaborate to us how the study was conducted.
So, just I heard and used that His Excellency YB Minister Datuk Sri Mahathir Khalid made. And I really don't understand the full context to make specific comments, but I can give general background as well as try to my best to address the issues raised. I really don't understand why the focus on Ghana. So in any standard writing, we almost need to put things in context. So we start talking about the nation as a whole and compare it with other countries. So in that spirit, we compare it also with Turkey. We compared it with Hungary. We compared it with Poland. We compared Malaysia as well with the 9 other ASEAN countries. And the reason we picked on Ghana, this is a country that started in 2000. With almost 1 out of 2 children, or 42% to be precise, of children in Ghana that they were stunted. So it was double the rate in Malaysia. To now, it's less than Malaysian stunting rate. So it's almost good to give examples for policymakers to maybe make those comparisons. And just also, I wanted to clarify it. This is the comparison nation to nation. This is, we use the statistics from Ministry of Health. So we technically use the published statistics. Before we talk about our residents in low flat cost, we compare national average with national average. This is for clarity. It's also not in the report that we pinpointing on Ministry of Education. Or, in fact, we didn't. We only stated facts, and we wanted to give these facts to policymakers, especially now we are at the midterm review for the 11th Malaysian plan.
Right. So this comparison to Ghana was based on stats by the Ministry of Health. It wasn't even with reference to the findings from the current study.
Correct. Correct. Nation to nation. It's from Ministry of Health's published statistics, what it's called Morbidity and Health Survey conducted by Institute of Public Health. So it's based on the statistics from Minister of Health.
Okay, so another interesting point is that, I said this a little earlier, the minister was quoted as saying that we can ourselves see that our students do have food when compared to Ghana, and that we have our own study and no schools have reported hungry children. Mm. So are we, I guess we might be missing the larger context of his comment, but when it comes to malnutrition, it's not just whether the children have food to eat, isn't it?
Yeah, they might be eating cheap and accessible junk food instead of, actual nutritious food. So talk to us about how the study approached malnutrition.
Exactly. And we used national like the way Minister of Health does measure stunting. As I mentioned, stunting, what we used is simply the statistics from Ministry of Health. So there is a standard way of measuring stunting, which is height to age. So children below a certain percentage or two standard deviation. So this is a standard protocol that is used by WHO, all development agencies. It's also used by Ministry of Health. It does not look at eating. It looks at the outcome. The outcome is height to age. So eating, we ask questions, self-reporting questions, how many meals children ate, and then we asked what's the reason. But it didn't ask the question about feeding in school. As I mentioned, I don't know the context for YB's comment, but I think there is probably a slight misunderstanding, and I'm very happy to meet with our partners to discuss and explain, make sure that everyone understands the issue here. We met with colleagues at Minister of Health, we met colleagues at EPU, and we are scheduled to meet our partners at Minister of Education as well, specifically to discuss how we can move forward.
So, Dr. Amjad, the statistics reported in the study were shocking, to say the least. It found that 22% of children in low-cost flats had stunted growth. This is above the national average at 20.7%. What are the responses you've received from the government partners you've reached out to, and what's next after this?
Well, I must say I'm very encouraged with the reaction from the government partners and also like from the members of parliament. I've seen some proposals for the child universal child grant, which we put forward in our study as a policy recommendation. I've seen it's been discussed in the parliament in healthy environment, and it's been taken to be in political platforms in the national debate leading to the election. So I think this is healthy debate that we've been able to highlight the invisible children to some extent and being picked up by the national debate. So far I'm really encouraged, and I hope we continue to focus on processing and achieving results for our children in line of Vision 2020 and TN50. That Malaysia will become one of the best 20 countries in 2050. So hopefully the spirit will continue and we'll see more actions.
Hopefully indeed. Thank you very much, Dr. Amjad. That was Dr. Amjad Rabi, UNICEF Malaysia's Deputy Representative and Senior Social Policy Specialist, on UNICEF's recent report regarding malnourishment afflicting poor urban children in the capital. We've got some music right now by Guns.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.